Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everyone. You're listening to The Snowplow Show, and my name is RBCP. Today's date is September 24th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Sisto, and his last name starts with a G, so I'm going to call him Sisto G, because that sounds more gangster. Gangsta, I mean. Sorry, I'm not up on my urban lingo. So thanks, Sisto, for sponsoring the show today. Today is going to be the most amazing show ever, because we're going to do cardings. I know how much you guys love cardings. You know, I'm kind of getting sick of cardings, to be honest. It's been 3 weeks now. But don't worry, everyone. There's just 1 week left. How many more carding shows could there be? Today's the 24th, so that means there are 6 days left of Ding Timber, and then you'll never hear another ding call again until next Ding Timber. Hopefully. I don't know. I'm going to have a lot of these left over, I think, because you guys just keep leaving notes. I get messages every day. You guys are doing an amazing job at leaving notes, because I have been getting nonstop messages. Really, I should have done more shows this month, but I sucked at doing that. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's get started on the show. I'm going to do cardings all day. For those of you who don't know what cardings are, that's where listeners like you go out and leave notes on cars that say, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please call me back to talk about insurance. My name is Roy." And you put my phone number on the note. I'm not going to give out my phone number this time because there's only a week left. And I have a week's worth of ding messages left in my voicemail right now. Some of them are over a week old because they won't pick up. I keep trying to call them and they won't pick up. I'm going to have to give up on them eventually. Anyway, though, let's pull up the carding voicemail and get started.
Hello, Roy. This is Shumber. I'm calling because you left a note on my car that you dinged my car. Please give me a call by this number, 321. All right. Thank you.
All right, there's that message, and then there's this one, which sounds great.
Hey, Roy, just calling again. Don't worry about the ding. I finally saw it today. Just give me a call. You left your to-do list. All right, bye.
I left my to-do list. I can't even remember who came up with that idea, but someone on the Phone Losers Facebook group was writing carding notes on the back of weird to-do lists. And I don't know if this is him that did this or somebody else, but I think we need to call this guy and find out what was on the to-do list. This one's in Florida, by the way, so thanks, someone in Florida who did this one.
Hello?
Hi, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I saw the ding.
Oh, you did? You saw it? There's not really much to see. I thought you could just smell it.
Yeah. It's a little. It's so little. Don't worry about it, man.
It's not that little. Did you smell it inside your car then?
The what?
Did you smell it inside your car?
No, I didn't smell anything.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah. It's just you left your to-do list.
Oh, did I? Oh my gosh.
Do you need it or no?
Oh, what's it say?
It says, it said something about, what was it? You need to work on your parking, and then it said, pick up Stacy, something else on there.
Oh, crap, I didn't pick up Stacy. Shit. Oh, she's gonna be so angry with me.
There was some other stuff on it. You don't need it? Is it, I can throw it away?
Well, what else is on there then?
Oh, I don't have it on me.
Okay.
I'll call you later.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to need to hang up and go pick up Stacy right now. She's been waiting for over a day now.
Okay.
Oh, geez, what a mess. But yeah, I'm sorry I peed inside your car. I didn't have any other choice at that point.
Okay. All right, I'll call you later.
Okay, I peed in the back seat. I didn't pee in the front seat. I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Okay.
So when I urinated, it was only in the back seat.
Okay.
And I'm glad it didn't smell.
All right.
But you might want to get some, just wash it really good back there, the whole back seat and the floorboard, before anyone sits in the back.
Okay.
Because I peed in it.
All right, bye.
And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And he hung up. He just does not care. He thinks that's completely fine that someone peed in the back of his car. That was an idea from someone named Sai. Say. S-A-I, however that's pronounced. Wanted me to say I peed in the back of their car because they had an Obama sticker. I didn't get that far because he wouldn't get angry. I should try that with someone else, though. Right after I go pick up Stacy.
Hi, Roy. My name is Joel. You were kind enough and honorable enough to leave me a note saying you dinged my car.
I'm so honorable.
Just calling to find out. And I looked for the ding, and I really, until I seen the front, I believe, left of the car where it's cracked, the front part of the grill or the plastic or whatever. But calling you back, and I want to thank you for your honor and your note. And call me on my cell, and my number is area code 248. Roy, waiting for your call. Thank you kindly.
Oh, he's so nice. I'm going to feel so bad telling him that I peed in the back of his car. But at least I didn't pee in the front of his car, right?
Is this Roy?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Roy, how are you, buddy?
Oh,
this is
super.
The guy you bumped into outside the Stage Deli.
Oh, I didn't bump into it. I actually peed inside of your car. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I understand that. I see where you hit me. So when I get into the car, the note was on my windshield. And I'm looking, I said,
you don't say.
You know, it didn't do anything. But if you take a look at the lower left, you cracked the bumper, I guess.
Oh, I don't think that was underneath. Me, because what I did is I got inside of your car and I peed in it.
You got inside my car and you what?
I urinated in your car in the back seat.
Well, that was nice.
That's what I meant by ding.
Why would you do that, Roy?
Because it was an emergency. And I couldn't make it inside. The deli doesn't even have a bathroom for the public, as far as I know.
The what now?
It was an emergency.
I
had to.
Is that what you called? Left a note on my car? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I left a note because I felt bad. And if there's any charges for cleaning or whatever, washing out the car, washing out the smell of urine, I'll pay for that. I'm so sorry.
You're unbelievable.
It was.
You go into another man's car and urinate in it. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's so embarrassing. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. At least it wasn't a number
two. Think about where was your car?
I don't have a car. I was on.
You don't have a car.
No, I was walking. Yep, so I climbed in the back seat and I peed all over. I peed all over the back of each of both of the back seats, and then on the backs of the front seats, and in the floorboard, and up on the window.
I mean, is this a prank or something?
No, I wish it was. I'm so sorry.
In other words, you urinated where now?
On the back floorboard, on the back seat, on both sides. On the backs of the front seats, and a little bit on one of the back windows.
Okay, I'll find out what it costs to clean.
Okay, yeah, and just let me know, and I'll take care of all of it.
I can't believe you would do that.
I'm so sorry.
There was no restaurant you can go to?
No.
My car is in front of the stage. Why don't you go into the stage?
Well, I had to go immediately.
I couldn't make it to the inside.
Okay, I'll let you know what it costs, Roy.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry.
And don't thank me. I'm going to think that action is disgusting, to be honest with you. Disgusting.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'll let you know what it costs, Roy.
I had to go. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Do you live in West Bloomfield?
Yeah, I do. I still have my old Washington number.
Okay. You know, you can be arrested for that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I left
a note.
No, you pissed in somebody's car. You broke into my car.
Well, no, it was unlocked.
You're going to be arrested, right?
It was unlocked.
It was a must, but you can be arrested for that.
No, I'm saying it was unlocked, so I didn't break in.
It was unlocked. I'm letting you know I'm an auxiliary cop. I could have you arrested, you know that? And this is being taped.
Oh, you're not taping. Come on, who has tape anymore? It's 2000.
I sure am.
You have a tape recorder?
Sure, I am tape. On this phone, I do, sure.
Like a magnetic tape? Like reel-to-reel?
Whatever you've said is on tape. I can play it back. I can go to the West Bloomfield Police Department and let them know what you just said.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just, you can tell them that I apologize. It'll show on the tape that I apologize and I left a note.
Well, I can have you arrested, do you know that?
Oh, no, you can't.
Breaking and entering.
I didn't break and enter because it was unlocked.
You broke in and entered into a... That doesn't. In other words, if a man's house is unlocked, you can go in and take what you want.
Well, I wouldn't. I didn't take anything. I just would have gone in your house and used the bathroom, and left.
How do you know I didn't have any valuables in my car? Some books, anything.
Well, I wouldn't have stolen it.
Well, Roy, I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay. Well, there was nothing valuable in your car. I looked. I checked.
You don't know what was in that car, Roy. Don't make any assumptions. How do you know I didn't have any jewelry in the back seat? You don't know what I
Well, you
had.
Can just wash off
Even
the jewelry. The pee doesn't stain the jewelry
Roy,
permanently.
You don't know anything about what I had in the car.
Okay, well, you're being a real douche canoe. You're kind of being a douche canoe. I mean, before you said I was honorable.
I'm being abusive. You go into my car and you piss all over it, and I'm being abusive to you.
I said you're being a douche canoe.
I'm sorry?
You're a douche canoe is what you are. At least I didn't number two in your back seat.
Okay.
Right.
I'll get back to you and I'll let you know what this costs. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. Yes, I took a super nice guy and I completely turned it around and made him hate society. And now he's going to get in his back seat very carefully and he's just going to be sniffing. Imagine an old man sniffing around his back seat, trying to find any trace of urine in his back seat and on his windows and on the backs of the front seats and in the floorboard. And that's when it will dawn on him that that was all fake. Teehee. So there you go, say, whatever your name is. I used your peeing idea that you submitted weeks ago. I might have to do that one again. Only to the nice people, though. And only to the guys that happen to be cops.
Roy, this is Harry calling. I'm the one whose car you left the note on about dinging my car. If you could please give me a call at 204. Extension 2869. Thank you.
Whoa, I have to dial an extension. And it looks like that one was from 7 hours ago. And he tried to call me about 2 hours ago, but he didn't leave a message that time. And he left a message 24 hours ago.
Roy, this is Harry calling about the car that you dinged on Sunday. If you could please give me a call back at 204.
Okay, I guess it just says basically the same thing, only he gives me a second number I can call him back at. So let's give this first number a try with its weird extension.
You know the extension of the person you're calling. Please enter it now.
What is that?
To use our corporate directory, press 1.
Oh, it's a corporate number.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Apparently they have corporations in Winnipeg. Thought they just had igloos.
Good afternoon. Harry speaking.
Hey, Harry. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
You did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You did. So basically, I guess the next step is I did notice it did leave the mirror cracked.
Oh, the mirror is cracked.
On the mirror. Well, that's damage that I saw. Maybe I should just let you tell me what happened.
Oh, sure. Well, I did use the mirror as a foothold to climb on top of your roof because I was standing on top of the car.
Why were you on top of my car?
I was holding a protest sign. I'm a member of the Westboro Baptist Church, and I had a sign. I had two signs. I had one that says God hates fags, and the other one said thank God for dead soldiers. I was holding them up on top of your car and jumping around and yelling. So that's the damage I was actually talking about, is because I was jumping on your
car. Where was this?
When your car was parked.
Parked where?
I don't know. It was at the place. We went to a lot of places that day. But yeah, I was chanting anti-gay stuff and anti-soldier stuff and holding up signs and jumping around on your roof. And your roof caved in.
Okay.
And then I got mad about the roof caving in, so I jumped down and I just started kicking the shit out of your car on the side, you know? I went nuts on it. I was just kicking the shit out of it. I was on a lot of cocaine, in my defense. Lots of cocaine. So your car was really pissing me the fuck off, though.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at the roof, because I haven't had a look at the roof yet.
Okay.
And you have no idea where that might have been?
Oh, I don't know. We protested so many places that day. We were just all over town. I was in the church van. And, the church van, it's way too high to crawl up on top of, because we don't have a ladder or anything. And I didn't want to damage the roof of the church van.
Okay, so... and this happened on Sunday, September 20th?
I believe that... Yeah, it must have been Sunday. Yeah, church day.
That's when I saw the note.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I was...
Were you by any chance at a Super Value parking lot that day?
It's possible. It's so hard to remember because I was on a lot of cocaine and we went to a lot of places that day to protest. There were two different funerals we had to protest. We had to let the funeral goers know about, you know, fags. Also, I was wearing golf cleats, so I think it poked a lot of holes in the roof. I wear the golf cleats to be intimidating when I hold up my God hates fags sign. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just trying to take it in.
Yeah. And then I had to pee, so I just whipped it out right on top of your car and just peed all over the top of your car. I mean, mostly over the edge of your car, but, you know, as I was finishing up, some of it got on the top of your car. But that should wash right off. And also, just so you know, I'm a lawyer, so it was my right. It was my right to be on top of your car.
Okay. So the number you gave me, is that your office number or your?
That's my cell phone.
Cell phone.
Yep.
Okay, Roy. Could I ask you your last name, please?
Oh no, no, I don't give that out.
Okay. Well, I'll have a look at the car, and because I hadn't looked at the roof, and I'll give you a call back, and we can discuss a little further when I see the full extent of what's there.
Okay.
When's a good time to reach you back, Roy?
Oh, just any time. I'll try to pick up. I'm just in and out a lot, and sometimes when I've taken too much cocaine, it's hard to answer.
Okay, that sounds fair. I'll try and reach you again, and we can talk a little bit further after I've had another look at the car, okay?
Also, I climbed into the back seat, and I pooped. I'm sorry.
How did you get into the vehicle?
With a Slim Jim tool. I really had to poop. You'd think our church van would have a bathroom, but nope. No bathroom. So I just had to poop in your car.
I'll check it out and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
God hates fags. I'm pretty sure that's how the Westboro Baptist Church people really are. They just jump in people's cars and poop and stuff while they're picketing funerals. That was yet another idea from Ben. Thanks, Ben. I want to just go down this giant list of ideas, because Ding Timber is almost over, and there's less than a week left. And I have a list of, I don't know, like 100 ideas or something, which is convenient because there's about 100 voicemails left. 96 left right now. So let's see what's next.
Hello, this is Tom, and you left a message on my truck the other day that you bumped into my truck, and I see where the there's some damage there on the back bumper.
Okay, you guys, here's a homework assignment. I would like everyone, all of my listeners who are owners of cars, to go out and look at their car right now and see how much damage they can find on their car that they had no idea was there. Because apparently everyone in America has a bunch of damage on their car that they never notice until you put a note on their car. It's so weird. Either that or they're just trying to get money. I guess that could be it. I don't know.
Name is Tom, and phone number again is 330-5. Hello?
Hey, Tom. It's Roy.
Hello?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I saw the damage there. It's not a lot, but it's not that old of a truck. I'd like to have that fixed.
Okay.
How do you want to go about it?
I don't know. I was just angry because you didn't have one of those Jesus fish on the back of your truck. So I got angry because you didn't have a Jesus fish on the back of your truck to show that you love Jesus.
Oh.
So I did it on purpose.
Oh. What? You hit my truck on purpose?
Yeah, I used a baton from like a marching band.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I really did.
It looked like a car did that because you could see where it was really pushed in and scuffed across that. You can tell a baton didn't do that.
Oh, no, I did. Well, I don't even have a car. Like, I don't own a car. So that couldn't have been me. Maybe you're looking at different damage because I took a baton and I just went ballistic on your car, on your truck, I mean. I went nuts because I was so angry you didn't have a Jesus fish on your car.
Because there was no Jesus fish on my car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Well, sisters, there's going to be thousands of them out there that don't have that on.
Yeah, but I don't know.
To me that looks like car damage. To me that a car did that.
Oh, well, it couldn't have been me then, because I don't even have a car. I don't drive. I got my license taken away after the incident.
After the incident, what was that?
Oh, I don't like to talk about it, but I'm not allowed to drive anymore in Canada or the U.S. I'm completely banned.
Oh, huh. I'll be darned. I don't know why you left me a note if you weren't planning on fixing it.
Well, I think you're looking at the wrong damage. Because my marching band baton, it has like little rubber things on the end of each side and streamers. And I don't think I would have caused very much damage. It was mostly just, I was just venting.
Where did you hit the car? Like, or my truck then?
Everywhere. All sides on the top. I was like hitting the windows really hard, but it has those rubber things. So I think the rubber things made it so not, you can't really tell.
You're not making much sense to me, but
I play in a marching band, so I carry a baton around usually wherever I go.
Oh, that's strange, I suppose.
Maybe someone else hit your car and you're just now noticing it.
Well, it's strange that somebody would have hit me there, in the first place. It would be kind of odd that somebody hit me there, but I can understand why somebody that was parked there might have hit me. It had to be there.
Yeah, well,
'cause that damage wasn't there before.
Maybe it's been there for months, and you're just now noticing it.
Yeah, I think you're beating around the bush on me. I think you did that, and you're don't want to have it repaired.
Well, why would I leave a note?
You probably if you don't have a license, you probably don't have insurance, and that way you couldn't have the insurance company cover that. I'm thinking you're trying to get out of.
It sounds like you're trying to do an insurance scam. I bet you there's not even a mark. You probably
no. Let me tell you, if I were to run into somebody's vehicle, dented it, and no matter how minor it was or what, I'd have done the same thing.
With the baton,
left a note and everything. No, with a car, with anything. If it would have been a grocery cart, I don't care what it was that I damaged somebody's car. I would let them know that I damaged their car. And what I would do is I would let my insurance company, that's what it's for. That's what insurance company is for. When you have an accident, when you do damage,
is that how they work?
To somebody else's, that's what you have. That's what everybody has insurance for.
I bet you accidentally.
You don't understand that.
You accidentally backed into someone else's car, and you want to get me to pay for it?
No.
Or maybe you had like your wife or something back into your car on purpose.
I can't believe you left me a note after there was a note there after damage was on my car. Now that's kind of strange that happened. You know, damage to my car and there was a note on it the next morning I saw it there. It appears to me that those two have to be related. The letter if you don't want to pay it, if you don't want to fix the damage, I'll just have it taken care of with my insurance company. And I suppose either that or I'll just go ahead and pay it, and I'll take you to a small claims court and get my money that way.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you try, motherfucker. I'd like to see you try. I'll tell them that you're trying to do an insurance scam.
Well, you can, when you go there, you can go ahead and tell them whatever you want. It's not an insurance scam. It's just I'm getting my car fixed.
I can't believe you didn't have a Jesus fish on the back of your truck.
Everybody doesn't have a Jesus fish on the back of their truck.
I know,
now,
but you should have. You should have. You're basically a Satanist.
Well, I know. I go to church, and I'm a Christian. I believe.
You're not a very good Christian if you don't have a Jesus fish.
Will you get off of that? There's priests and everything that don't have Jesus fish.
Oh, those are the priests that molest little kids.
Well,
the ones that don't have Jesus fishes.
Okay, but there's good ones too that don't have Jesus.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't know the last time I've seen a vehicle with a Jesus fish on it.
Oh, they're all over the place. You're lucky you didn't have one of those parody Jesus fish.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
No, I wish you'd get off this Jesus fish thing.
I'm gonna find your car and I'm gonna put a Jesus fish on it.
There's nothing wrong with. I'm tired of talking to you. I'm just going to have to see what I can. I have to see what my channels are to get my car fixed, and then
if I see your car again, I'm going to put a Jesus fish on it myself.
Fine. That wouldn't bother me a bit if you did.
Okay, I
don't know why you didn't in the first place. Why didn't you put one on in the first place?
I didn't have one on me, but I had the baton.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! Okay. I'm tired. Seems like you're talking around circles. I'm done talking to you.
Good.
Bye.
Good. Hang up then. See if I care. Oh crap! Small claims court. The whole time he was talking, he kind of reminded me of this.
Oh, son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! The gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Oh, by the way, that last idea about the Jesus fish, that was an idea from the chat room from, I don't know, a week or two ago, from a guy named Illuminati Imperative. So thanks, Illuminati Imperative, for the Jesus fish idea.
Hi, Roy, this is Karen from the Red Lion, the black car that you dinged. I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you leaving me a note.
Aww.
But my car does not have a perfect paint job, and it's got other dings in it from
doors.
She's
so humble.
And anyway, I just appreciate you leaving me a note, and I don't expect anything from you. I just wanted to thank you. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but you have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a nice lady. Let's call and ruin her day.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, it's Roy. I left that note on your car.
Yes.
And I just wanted to let you know, it was actually just emotional damage that I caused.
It was, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, there's a couple of scuffs there, but it wasn't anything that I was concerned with. And
oh, no, I didn't do the scuffs. Oh, it was, I had a bad day at work, and I called your car a jackass, and I said it looked stupid. So it was what I was referring to was emotional damage. I realize it's wrong, and I tried to apologize to the car, but I don't know. I'm just really sorry. I feel bad that I did that.
Oh, no problem.
Are you around the car?
I'll figure it out now.
Are you around the car right now?
No. No.
Do you think maybe you could apologize to it on my behalf?
I could certainly do that.
Okay. And just, pet
okay.
it.
Okay.
Pet it and say, it's okay, honey, baby.
Okay, I'll do that.
I said it looks stupid, and I called it a jackass, but it doesn't really, because it's fine. It's a nice-looking car.
Well, thank you.
I just kind of flew off the handle, and I said those things because I had a bad day at work.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you could just apologize on my behalf, that'd be great.
All right. Will do.
Thank you, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't think I ruined her day at all. That idea was from Archangel, so you can blame him for her not getting angry with me about the emotional damage. Let's do voicemails. Lots and lots of voicemails. Because you guys love the voicemails.
Hey, RTRB. This is Treasure Seeker. I left a message for you about the auction with the umbrella that you're in. It was one of your 8th grade umbrellas. You never got back to me. Thanks for playing the voicemail, ass. Anyways, I had another one. It's a used Frisbee with your face on it from the 1980s.
What's
I don't
happening?
Know what this thing is worth. You got to give me a feel of what this stuff's worth. I have no idea. Anyways, give me a call back or... Also, hey, by the way, good call on the history of future folk. If you don't take advice from people, but good call on that. All right, later.
I pretty much didn't understand anything you're talking about in that message, but at least you liked the history of future folk. Now streaming on Netflix.com, everyone should watch it. The History of Future Folk. You're the only person who's gotten back to me about the history of future folk, so I assume everyone else hated it or they just ignored my advice. But at least one person liked it.
Hey, Roy, it's Etsa. So I wanted
to say
a couple things. One. I made one of those really long notes that you were talking about, like the, hey, sorry I dinged your car, my deadlines at work are fast approaching, and I really need that Henderson file.
And as far as I know, I have not received any response to those types of notes yet. I think people just don't want to read that much.
Lockdown. That one. I made one of those, I plan to use that. Also, I was actually thinking, would you actually want us to take helium balloons and put the number in it with some kind of silly note and just launch it? I would even record myself launching a bundle of balloons into the air.
Sure,
with
why
the
not?
Number on it. Like inside the balloon or like taped to the
Do
balloon.
It.
That'd be pretty cool.
Why not?
Also, I wanted to say one time I actually almost got caught putting on a car ding and I wanted to talk about it. It was a super close call. I was leaving the store and as I walked by, I hold the note in my hand and I pressed it to the window. Well, apparently my timing was just so right, and it was in the middle of the night, that the guy whose car I put the note on walked out right behind me. But somehow, by some miracle, this big scary dude did not even see me. And I got in my car, which is across from his, and I watched him look at his car and walk around it and stare at it for like a minute. It was really funny, but I was afraid that he would think I did it, but somehow I got away with it.
Good
all
job.
All right, that's all, I think. So, yeah. Cactus.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you didn't get your ass kicked putting a note on a car. I know that's going to happen eventually if I keep doing this.
Hey, what's up, Roy boy? I just left some ding notes. One of them is my neighbor. He's a cop.
Great.
Good luck, buddy.
That was 5 days ago. I don't remember. I know I got that one call from a cop who said I left a note on his car. I don't know if that was him or someone. Oh, yeah, it was probably him. So thanks for that note. Your cop neighbor now knows my real first name.
Hey there, RB.
Hey.
Long time, first time. I was just wondering, whatever happened to that record that you were supposed to be making?
What?
I was just
what
curious.
Record?
It'd be kind of cool to have. I've had other listen to other podcasts to have them. So, yeah.
Maybe I'm not like other podcasts. You ever think of that? Yeah, we talked about this on the last show. The record will happen. I promise. It absolutely will happen. I just have these other things I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be making a new Telephone Falls. That was supposed to happen like a year ago. Over a year ago. I'm slacking off on everything. This stupid Patreon idea isn't working at all. You guys should just all give up on me and stop doing that. But it'll happen. It will. I promise. Gotta make a poster still, vinyl album, a Telephone Falls, and a coin. I've got a lot to do.
Hey, Roy. Brad. RBCP.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know I went around and put about 30 different carding notes on people's cars tonight. And I used about a quarter tank of gas, so I will be sending my expense report on
okay.
that. I need that money dropped into my PayPal account ASAP.
I will do
my
that.
My email is roylaunchesballoons@gmail.com. I'll be looking forward to that. Thanks.
I'm sending it right now. It's on the way.
Hey, Brad. I just got a job at Walmart, and I was wondering if you had any wacky adventures for me to try. Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, yeah. You should steal money out of the register. That's my favorite adventure when I work at Walmart. Steal money out of the register. And I would suggest some things that might benefit the show, but I don't know. I don't want to say those things, because then when you get caught and fired and arrested and whatever else, I don't want to feel like it's my fault. So definitely don't steal customer phone numbers and send them to me, because I don't want that. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Hi, Roy. I listen to your show all the time, especially when I'm taking a shit.
Aw, that's...
Keep up the good work.
That's really nice.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, Brad. You know, this is El Hombre. I'm calling from Canada.
Ugh.
Hope the weather down there is nice.
I hate Canadians.
It's cold this morning. But that's okay, because I'm going fishing. And you know what you do in Canada when it's cold out? You go fishing.
Of course.
Even if you have to dig a hole in the ice, you go fishing. You go fishing with corn. You put corn on the end of the hook. Corn's on the end of the hook. And then the fish, you know, drop the hook into the water, and then the water...
All right, I think I've had enough of this voicemail.
The fish eat it. And they get stuck on the hook, and then you pull them in. But so the corn doesn't go bad or get eaten by animals or get frozen or whatever. You have to keep it in
all
a
right.
cup.
Thank God for Google translation stuff, because I can see that he just talks about fishing for the entire minute and a half. Thanks for the voicemail, Canada person.
Hi, Roy. It's Lunch Lady. I understand that you don't use any of my ideas during your calls because they all suck and I'm a woman.
What ideas?
But I sent you a great carding.
I haven't got ideas from you, you big
email,
liar.
And I'm sad that you haven't put it on your website. So could you just maybe please recheck your website for my certified ding-free car picture I sent you? It was on a van that I saw. I thought it was funny. And maybe you'd like to use it on your website. Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks, Lunch Lady. I will check my email. I'm really behind an email right now. My email is really piling up. I will do that very soon. Okay, here's one I've been trying to call for about a week, apparently.
Hello, Roy. My name is Darren. We've been playing phone tag for a week or so now. I'm the one that you dinged and left a note on my windshield last week. I have to go to work this evening, but tomorrow is a good day if you have time to reach me.
Today is tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
He left this yesterday.
You can give me a call. It's 206. And, again, anytime tomorrow afternoon or evening is great. I'll try and have my phone near me.
It's currently afternoon.
Again, Roy, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Darren, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, how are you? Good to finally catch up to you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty good.
Do you live just across the street from me?
Oh, I don't know where you live.
Oh, I live right where my car was parked.
Oh, okay. No, I live several blocks away.
Oh, I see.
I was parked down the street in a van when you picked up the note off of your car.
Okay, yeah, I guess I didn't notice yet. I think I came out about 7 or 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, well, I had the back of the van pointed at your car because I have this satellite body. It's an MRI machine, but it works at long distances, and I needed you to stand still in a reading position, like while you were reading the note that I left on your car, so I could adequately perform a full body scan.
On me?
Yeah, like an MRI. I was beaming radiation toward you and the car, and it worked. That was one of my first full successful scans. And
I know what an MRI machine is in the traditional sense, like you know, you get your ankle or your knee MRI'd. Why were you doing an MRI scan on me?
It's just a test. I invented the machine, and it doesn't use magnets, and you know, it's much different than the, you know, standard MRIs. And yeah, you're healthy. No problems that I noticed at all. So there wasn't really a ding, unless you count the radiation that I beamed at your car. But that doesn't really count. You wouldn't be able to see that.
You can understand why I'm completely lost, right?
Well, no, I
understood what you're saying, I think.
I needed you to stand still. So
why wouldn't you just get out and ask me to stand still?
Oh, you'd probably think I was weird then. I just needed you to stand in a reading position.
I think you're weird now for doing it without knowing it and knowing that you were just a few feet away from me.
Oh, no, I was down the block.
Me and them.
This is a long-range scanner.
Regardless, it's just the weirdest thing in the world. Don't you know anybody that you could ask to stand still for 20 seconds?
No, I don't have friends. I just needed you to stand in a reading position so I could do the scan. I was able to scan almost your entire body. I didn't get from the knees down. So, you know, you could have cancer in your knees or your feet or something, but that's unlikely. I think everything's fine. Yay for
okay,
science.
Well, I'm delighted to know that my car is okay, because I, you know, after, like I said, a couple of days later, the next day when the sun came up, I went out and I started noticing all kinds of dings that I'd never really noticed before.
Yeah, that happens a lot when I leave notes. People find these old dings on their cars and they think that I did it, but it wasn't me. I didn't do anything to your car.
Right, except point and MRI thing. And so you're doing some testing on this new system?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yeah,
or?
human testing, unwitting humans.
and tell me again why they're unwitting.
I don't know. It's probably, I mean, it's not exactly legal to go around beaming radiation at people on the streets.
Yeah, I can imagine that I hadn't really even thought of that issue, but
the FDA has been up my ass for years now. It's really getting on my nerves.
Why do you keep doing it? What are you learning? Or I mean, what is the point of doing it?
Well, I'm going to sell this machine probably to Arizona. They're going to put them in their cacti.
Perfect. And that will probably be a multi-million dollar thing once it's said and done, yeah?
We can hope.
Right.
But yeah, the note, it was just a ruse.
Yeah, well, in order to do that, they're going to want some clinical data, of course, before they sign million-dollar checks. And do you think this kind of data is empirical enough to convince a state entity that has, you know, to clear a $1 million budget?
Well, this is just the pre-tests. You know, we'll get to real tests one of these years.
I hear you, and that's going to take some budgeting, because then you're going to need to...
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job, okay? Don't worry about it.
Hey, dude, you're the one that gave me your phone number, you're the one that pulled this whole ruse, okay. And you're the one that's taking my time, so don't fucking call me, I mean, don't do this shit to me, and then tell me at the end of it, after sweating me out for a week, why didn't you call me back the very next day and tell me this?
Well,
I've been trying to play ping pong with you on the phone here for a week, so... If you're doing this and the FDA is up your ass, you know that you shouldn't be doing it, and you know that people get offended when you do it, Why do you wait a fucking week to tell me that it's all a ruse? You've been through this before, and you know people get offended by it.
Well, I tried to call you a week, but you're being an asshole and not picking up.
You're a fucking douchebag. I have a life. I don't park down the fucking street and spy on people.
It was research. Anyway, well,
I don't give a fuck, dude. Research means you need in clinical, empirical data.
Oh, you don't know shit. You don't know how anything works.
And you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're not a scientist.
I am a scientist. I'm fucking trained. Maybe you could have seen my PhD hanging on the fucking wall with your goddamn MRI machine.
Well, that's not how MRI works, you idiot. So obviously you don't know anything.
You're a fucking moron, dude. Don't take my time again. And if I catch you down the fucking street in a van looking at me, you're going to be in bigger trouble than you think you are now.
I'm going to scan you every day. I'm going to scan through your house. I'm going to... Holy crap, he got pissed. So let's all hope that this supposed scientist... Let's hope that he goes around just ranting all day today about this crazy guy pointing an MRI down the street at him. That'll be great if he tells everyone about that. That idea was by Ben, just like pretty much every other idea is. Thanks, Ben. Here's a couple messages from a guy. One was 2 days ago, and one was yesterday.
Hey, Roy, this is Art. Got your note. Appreciate you leaving that. Need to talk with you. The only time you can be able to get a hold of me, though, is in the afternoon. I'm not sure about this Erica 425. Anyway, I really don't see no issues, but give me a call and get this message. All right,
that was message number one from 2 days ago. Here's message number two.
Roy, Art calling, call number two. That's the message for you, I believe, type 4S. Just waiting to hear back from you. That's a note on my car. Then somebody way I parked and tanked or whatever. Call so we can discuss this matter. 252. Thank you.
All right, let's give him a call, see if he answers. This one's from North Carolina, so thank you, North Carolina people.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, hey, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I was just looking. I really can't see nothing, going on with it, maybe besides maybe the front right bumper.
Oh, no. But it was the hood. I was on the hood.
What were you doing there?
I'm in a first aid class, and I was practicing with my CPR dummy on the hood of your car. And, I was doing the chest compressions, and I guess I got carried away because it pushed down on your hood too much.
Okay, so, I'm in my truck right now. I don't see any dents or anything.
Oh, maybe it popped back out. But yeah,
hold on one second.
Okay.
And you said you were doing CPR on a dummy on my truck?
Yeah, I was practicing to be CPR certified.
This has got to be a joke, prank call or something.
What? Why would you say that?
So you just picked my truck out of there was. I'm waiting for a punchline or something. I know you're joking with me.
No, I'm not joking. I wouldn't joke about CPR. I'm next week. I'm gonna hopefully be CPR certified, and I might save your life one day.
So would you pop the dent out yourself or what?
No, I think maybe it just popped itself out. It was just a temporary thing. It just popped back out. Yeah, I was doing the chest compressions, and I just got carried away with those. If it was a real person, I probably would have crushed their rib cage.
Well, Roy, the only thing is, I was only out in my truck for like probably five minutes.
Oh.
So you had to see me get out my truck and ran straight to it.
No, I was just casually walking by and just, started practicing.
Okay, well, I don't see nothing wrong with it, so it shouldn't be no big thing.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad it popped back out.
Yeah. All right, then, Roy, I appreciate it.
Okay, well, you have a nice day.
All right.
Motherfucker. Sure.
All right.
God damn it.
Do what?
I said motherfucker.
Come over here and call me that. son of a bitch.
Oh, hey, fuck you, pal. Who do you think you are talking to me like that?
I ain't your goddamn pal.
Oh, shut up, bud.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Oh, so we're not pals, we're buds, huh?
I'm not your bud.
I'll stop a goddamn mud hole through your ass.
Oh, just like Curtis Lee Jones. We'll see about that.
You're damn right.
We'll see about that.
You just wait till the end of the conversation and start talking shit. Well, I'm about to get off the phone.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have.
Matter of fact, I'm in the same parking lot I was when you left that note.
Well, it's you had to have such an attitude, so fuck you.
Okay, well, how long before you can get down here?
I was just trying to do the right thing and leave a note, you dick face.
Okay, well, you come over here and show me how I'm a dick face then.
Okay.
I'm in the same parking lot.
I'll come over there and do CPR on your ass.
Well, how long will it take before you get down here? Do some CPR on me.
I can be there in 10 minutes, motherfucker.
That's about all I got. So that means I got 11 minutes, 10 to wait for you and 1 to whip your ass.
No, you're not going to whip anyone's ass, you fucking pussy.
We'll see about it.
Oh, yeah, we will. You wait right there.
Yeah, you better bring a damn army for me.
Yeah.
You done shit in your mess kit now.
I shit my what?
I said you done shit in your damn mess kit now, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my mess kit. Okay, that was a good one.
All right, bring your ass on.
All right,
bring the drum rolls. Bring everything on. I'm gonna wait for you 10 minutes now.
All right, you'll see what happens when I get there.
Okay, I'm by myself. I'm by myself.
So am I, motherfucker.
Call me a dumbass.
We're gonna have a fucking duel.
A duel.
That's right.
That a threat?
No, you're the one threatening me.
I didn't say nothing about a weapon. I didn't say I had no. I ain't
oh no no we're gonna
have no weapon.
Me either. No, we're gonna duel with our fists.
Well, bring your ass on. So it should be 8 minutes away by now, right?
Yeah, I'm almost there. You just wait.
Okay. Well, let me know when the faggot pulls up.
Oh, he's already there. Cause you're the faggot.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. I managed to turn that one around right at the end. He was just not getting angry about the CPR thing, which, by the way, was Rod Dickinson's idea. Thanks, Rod, for that idea. That reminds me, iPokeSmot from the PCN chat room was whining at me yesterday or maybe the day before, saying that the Lugnuts idea was his, and that I gave someone else credit for the Lugnuts idea. So whoever I gave credit to for the Lugnuts idea, you're a fraud and a thief and a liar, because the Lugnuts idea was iPokeSmot's. Sorry about that, iPokeSmot. I wonder if that last guy is going to call me back in 10 minutes. Be like, where are you? I'm waiting here for you. Oh, look, here's a text message. Roy, got your note about singing my car. I'm just turning this note with your number on it to my insurance. Thanks. Okay, that's great. I'm sure that... Is that what you're supposed to do? You just turn the note into the insurance company? Let them call and get my info? I guess that would work, wouldn't it?
Hi, this is Broadwell. I was at Somerset Mall.
Oh, the message just cut off on that one. That sounded legit, though. Maybe she thinks she left me a message. I should call her back.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem at all.
So I was wondering, where did you ding it exactly? Because I can't tell.
Kind of on the inside of the door panel as I was getting out of the back seat.
Okay, so it's like on the back of, it's on like the passenger, like in the back row somewhere on one of the doors?
Yeah, but on the inside, like my boot hit the inside of the door as I was getting out of your car. And, it just kind of scuffed the inside, like by the speaker, by the stereo speaker thing.
Wait, I'm sorry, how are you inside of my car?
Well, my wife lost her wedding ring in the back seat, and I went back in looking for it.
I'm sorry, do you have the right car? I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do. It's the one I left the note on.
But I don't understand how you guys were inside of my car.
Well, my wife was in there first, but then she lost her wedding ring, and it turned out it fell behind the back seat. And, we went, you know, we
found...
We found it.
Why would your wife be inside of my car? I'm confused.
Oh, we were making out in the back seat. We're newlyweds.
What?
We're newlyweds. We were in the back seat making out.
Yeah, but how did you get in my car?
We use one of those Slim Jim tools.
So was it the driver's seat or the passenger seat?
It was the passenger. Like behind the driver's seat? Passenger seat side. And
in the back?
Yeah, in the back seat.
Okay, let me take a look.
You really need to clean out your car, by the way. It's a mess. Messy.
I'm sorry?
Your car is a filthy. You really should clean that out.
I think it's pretty clean.
Well, it could be cleaner.
Well,
I mean,
I'll work on that for you
there's
for
not,
next time.
It's not like there's stuff everywhere, but, I mean, you know, you could run a dust rag over everything.
Okay, so I'm looking right now, and where is it?
Oh, no, we found the wedding ring. It's not in there anymore.
I know, but where did you scuff it? You said you dinged it.
Oh, yeah, my boot just kind of scraped along the door where the speaker is as I was getting out.
Well, it looks okay to me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird. I wonder what happened, because there was a very clear black mark in the back.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, what was your last name, Roy?
Oh, I never told you that, no.
Would you like to?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm just, you say everything's fine, so I guess there's no issue then. Everything's fine. My wife found her wedding ring, and it's fine.
Okay, well, thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it.
Okay, and it didn't smell back there, did it?
Nope.
Okay, we were smoking marijuana.
Oh, okay. Nope, didn't smell like that.
Okay, because we cracked the window, you know, when we were smoking. We didn't want to be jerks.
Well, that was very kind of you.
Yep. We're a kind couple.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye. Big jerk. Aw, she didn't challenge me to a fight when I called her a big jerk. Etza! That was Etza's idea. My wife lost her wedding ring. Uh-oh, it looks like I got a message back from that guy that wanted to fight me.
Yeah, I didn't think you were coming. I'll wait 2 more minutes. But I didn't think you were going to show up.
Yep, he was right. That was 13 minutes ago.
Yep.
Oh, hey, it's weird that you're not here. I thought you wanted to fight me, but I guess you didn't, because you're not here. I'm here. You're not here. So,
I figured somebody caught your tail before you got there.
So I guess I basically win. I win the fight because you didn't show up.
Yeah, you're yanking my chain anyway.
I'm not yanking no chains.
I ain't turning back around, so I tell you what, I'm here every day.
Yeah, well, you're not turning around because you're scared. You don't want to fight because you know you'll lose.
How old are you?
Oh, don't worry about it. Wait, are you worried? You're worried about my age?
Yeah. Still got a little bit in this tank.
You got a little bit in your tank?
Yeah, but I'm not turning around because I don't think you're there, so...
You're not turning around because you're scared. You're a scaredy cat.
You, there's no damage to this truck, so... as far as I'm concerned, we're good. I doubt you're in that parking lot right now.
You're a scaredy cat. That's what you are.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
All right. Love you.
I love you too. Bye, honey baby. Aw, we both had a good laugh out of that one. That was great. But I think on that note, now that I've basically just won a fist fight, we're going to end the show, because the show's gone on long enough, I'm tired of doing it, and I'm going to end it. Today's show was produced by Casey and Andrew, and today's audio editors are Jason B., Josh, and Scott. Aw, look at that, their names have numbers on them from back when I was rolling the D20 to pick sponsors every day. Those were the days. Special thanks this week to Todd, Flutterpie, Metal, David G. in Idaho, and Utah Kurt. Utah Kurt was number 18 on the D20, but he never got picked to be a sponsor. Today's show was sponsored by Sisto G, the most gangster name to ever sponsor a snowplow show. Thanks, Sisto G. It's all thanks to Sisto G that I won that fight just now. Catering to the PLA Situation Room today was provided by Ben Kilburn. and full body massages throughout the show was provided by Rhapsody Man 2000. Thanks, you guys. You guys make it so much more enjoyable to do a show, especially the way that Ben feeds me by hand while I'm getting the massages, while I'm making prank calls. The Snowplow Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience, but I always tell them to shut the fuck up so they don't laugh over my amazing jokes. Be sure to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And follow the PLA on everything, like on twitter.com/phonelosers and facebook.com/phonelosers, and all of the other social networks that are listed in the show notes on phonelosers.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to play some music, and I don't know what music it's going to be, because I'm going to drop it in later, long after I've recorded this.
Oh, really? What are you going to tell her, you fucking sick bastard?
It's none of your business. It's between me and her.
Oh, it's none of my business? All of a sudden, now it's my daughter and it's none of my business?
Well, I mean, I just assumed you wouldn't care since you let her grow up to be a whore.
PLA on PCN. 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 Yo, RBC be the illest.
Yeah.
PLA be the realest.
All day.
Take my car in for repairs. Don't give my number to the dealers.
No.
His word gerbil be calling. My fourth way, he stays stalking. On the treadmill, I be walking. He called it Jimmy, turn the fuse box off, and then I fall. He called it social engineering, then I call it interference. He calls with an area code, then I think I know he must be near him. I get scared and I call the cops like a rich person in Cali with a historic wall that needs a power wash. Get mail from down the street, call him up and let him hear me eat it when I tear it up into pieces. Next time you'll see it's in pieces. You're not safe if you order pieces. Better take better or so. Call 7-Eleven, hi, I'm from Visa. I need you to shut your machine off. 5 minutes later, hi, I'm from Corfree. Go to the back room where you store shit. Find a gray box, got a number if you push it. Get disconnected if you have a cordless. Oh, Lord, you can't take more of this. Shut your fuck up, shut I had an abortion. All the noise background causing the distortion. It's all the life, it's your misfortune. PLA on PCN. 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 Yeah. RBCP.
Get it.
Give me a Four Loko. Colin.
What is your definition of a desperate hobo?